Okay. Folks know we are streaming today. I think Adam told you, I mentioned it. And you also notice these good folks from West Virginia Public Broadcasting working the cameras. So I don't know which one is on right now. Thank you for watching us. Thanks for checking us out, tuning in, wherever you're sitting right now. It's nice to be able to tell your friends. You can turn on your computer and watch the show from ViewHouse. Ever told you guys, I don't, maybe I did before, story I was just thinking about because he said Richie. Well, Richie, of course, you met before as our monitor mixer, but there's a famous story that we heard about Richie Havens way back in the day when Richie Havens was a big star and he was doing a show somewhere, I think it was in Texas, and Albert Brooks, the comedian, was opening for Richie Havens. And the crowd was itching for Richie Havens, so they were stomping their feet and chanting, Richie, Richie. So Albert Brooks was waiting to go on. And looked over, and there was an old guy, the stagehand, was getting ready to open the curtains. He said, your name, Richie? He said, no. He said, they're going to hate you. I heard that. I didn't know. You know, you hear stories like that. Is it true or not? Well, Richie Havens was on the show a few times, and I finally asked him, is that true, that story? He said, yeah, and I'll tell you the rest of the story. Albert Brooks came to me, and he said, would you go out and introduce me? And then he said, no, wait a minute. That's a horrible thing to ask. You can't go out. You're the star. He said, so give me the mic. So backstage, he took the mic as the announcer's mic and put another voice on. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Albert Brooks, who is a good friend of Richie Havens. That's the rest of the story. So used to, when you had a big act that everybody got up and cheered and gave a standing ovation to, you know, usually Bob was on next, or Julie. I'd look at him and say, your name, Richie?